哎呀, the developer don't allow me to take videos and do review eh. Hi, so disappointing ah.
15 minutes earlier. Finally, we have something for all the Huaguis. For this month of October, there's two new launches. One is the super cheap one, the other one is the super atas one. And we Huaguis only go for the super atas one.
Thank you.
Mayer Blue by UOL and Singapore Land, 226 units, TOP 2028. This is a very rare project because most of our new launches are 99 leasehold. This is freehold. And you all know lah, many Singaporeans just love freehold. And let's see whether can you buy this project and be a giant huakui in 3 years. Previously, it was Mayer Park, then they unblock. So now learn something. What do developers see before they unblock? Some of you may say they want to look for old land or they like big land. But the most important factor is they can build a lot more than the current number of units. So for this example, they turn Mayer Park 60 units to Mayer Blue 226 units. 3.8 times lah. And if you know how to calculate all the GFA, blah blah blah, which I think is a 2 days program, if developer can build more than 2.5 times, then the potential is there for unblock lah. And Mayer Park sold this amount in the third attempt and they got it 1668 per square feet per plot ratio. This is a freehold kind of price lah. So all in all the construction costs, build the show flat, all the finance fee, li fair le fees, and they should sell and make some profits lah. So at 15% profit, they should be selling their 3 beta at around 2800 plus per square feet. You may think that wow, it's so expensive, but come on guys, because some of you don't know the market rate here. Here is City Fringe and the normal this whole new launch around this area is about 2,400-2,500 per square feet. And you have learned from me, freehold does come with a premium, and you know it's around, correct lah, give you a clap, $300 per square feet more for a freehold project. And I don't think developer will sell at this price, because there's one thing that many of us love it, which is sea view. And if you have sea view, definitely you have another premium lah. Never mind, later I'll be showing you what the existing sea view unit is going for. This is the location for Mayer Blue freehold going to launch October 2024. Talking about sea view, do you know Singapore going to reclaim the land in front of this area and they are calling it Long Island because it's very long ma. For this long island there will be a new reservoir here and this whole stretch will be reclaimed at a higher level. Most importantly, what is the green color park? There will be new waterfront parks at this green color section. It's good to know because you do not want to buy your condo with sea view and later your BTO pop up in front of you. Let me ask you a fun question. How much will you factor in for BTO view price? You are correct lah. Minus 3,000 per square feet. And now let me overlay this onto the location of Mayer Blue. Mayer Blue is here. Then I put overlay. Ta-da. Then you have all the waterfront parks in front of you, lo. You will not gonna any BTO lah. So after 15 or 20 years, your sea view will be a lot further down lah. So instead of a lot of sea view, now become like that. And there's a new Katong Park MRT station just completed. And to walk there is about 7 minutes walk, 500 meters. I long leg 5 minutes lah. You short leg like Bonbon, maybe 10 minutes or. And you will reach my favorite 10N Orchard in just 22 minutes. Even Bonbon also love to go there. This is a side plan. Only got one block.
My tennis court.
Never mind, we can go to our neighbors and play. Previously, Mayer Park got tennis court, but now don't have. You can only walk to Hawaii Tower or Mayer Rise to play tennis there lor. And what's the purpose of buying Mayer Blue? It's to look at blue color thing right, which is sea view lah. Then if you buy the other side, it's called Mayer Boo. So those south facing ones, stack 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then got sea view. Who don't like sea view? I also like it. And let me show you my impression of sea view. come back to reality. I will fly my drone and will show you your view. Fly too high already. Let me go to mid floor. Somewhere here. Cut down the trees. Then you can see a better view. Now let's look at unit mix. The two-bedder only consists about 33%. The rest, 66%. That means developer want to target people to buy this for stay. Now let me go through the floor plan and the estimated launch pricing. Smallest unit is the 667 C-view unit. Oh yeah, take note. This project don't have harmonization. That means they include the aircon latch into the built-in area, which is the old calculation. Actually, this period of time for people who want to buy new launch, very confusing. Harmonization, no harmonization, blah blah blah. Hi. I love this developer because they give starting from price and average price, which is the mid floor lah. So for this project it's about 25 floors, mid floors should be about 12-13 floor. So from 1.9 million, average 2.1 million, 3,150 per square feet. Ayo. Again, we do not know what is the existing resale C facing unit is going for. Then we see whether at this price is good or disgusting lah. Okay, next unit type 3-bedder. 3-bed 2-bath, 990 square feet. And this has sea view. Look at the kitchen. I don't think you can walk here. Because no window, they scared you walk here, the fire too big. And with your sea wind, you will burn down the entire project. So from 2.9 plus million, average 3.15 million, 3,180 per square feet. Very expensive. For people who watch my video, we are all huakweis wah. What is this? Cheap lah. 3-bed, 3-bath, 1141 square feet. But this time, we don't have sea view. Tell people you buy Mayer No Blue. No sea view, then this one can walk, hey. From 3.3 plus million, average 3.55 million, 3,110 per square feet. I got sea view, no sea view, $70 per square feet difference already. Next one, 4-bed, 4-bath. Walao, this one also no sea view. Where you stay? I stay Mayer No Blue with no sea view. Starting from 4.4 plus million, average 4.75 million, 3,130 per square feet. Hiya, cheap lah. We thought like 6 million eh. Hiya, now let's go for even a better one. 4-bed 5-bath plus study private lift, 1,733 square feet, also no sea view. Come on lah, you think we cannot afford meh? We want sea view leh. From 5.1 plus million, average 5.35 million, 3,088 per square feet. And suddenly I thought at 5 plus million can you buy a District 15 landed freehold property instead? I did some research at 5 million you can buy this property leh. Look quite good, right? It's a D15 Inter Terrace. It is definitely new, but not brand new. Come on, I give you 10 seconds. How much do you think this is sold at? It is cheap lah. Only 5 million at 2,550 per square feet recently, August 2024. If not, we can have one asset class higher. We can buy semi-D. And I found something you may like, which I think is very cheap today. You see, this house looks so good. It's a 2,160 square feet semi-D. This condition definitely very livable. So at 2,360 per square feet, 5.1 million only, recently April 2024. Compared to just now, this floor plan 1,733 square feet. The lander that I shown you just now, their built-in area minimally 3,000 square feet. So you are getting value for money if you like space. Come on, I want the more expensive one, come on. 5-bed, 5-bath. This time 1,905 square feet. This time got sea view. From 5.6 plus million, average 6 million, 3,175 per square feet. Just now the two landed is about 5 plus million. So if your budget is 6 million, means the condition is better than both of them lah. And now I'm going to show you the biggest giant huakui who can buy this. You are the creme de la creme, cream de la cream, whatever lah. 5 bedroom penthouse, 2,992 square feet with sea view, of course. Of course got sea view lah. Look at the floor plan, 3,000 square feet eh. It's super cheap lah. What is money? From 10 point something million, 3,500 per square feet. So what can you buy with 10 million? I found this in D15 at this time, City Fringe. And you all know D15 got OCR and City Fringe, right? So this landed is at the City Fringe side. 4,300 square feet there. And it's a semi-D. Looking at the condition, definitely livable. Cheap lah, 9.45 million in March 2024. Definitely you can buy something in core region. And let's say with the same land size, 3,000 square feet of land. What can you get in core region? Ta-da! This super original, 3,100 square feet semi-D in core region. Sold 3,085 per square feet, 9.9 million in July 2024. Usually people will buy this, they will tear this down. they maybe spend 3 million for construction cost, so total cost 13 plus all the Philip and fees, maybe 14 million. Or if you like something newer, I found this, one of these Interterrace in Core Region, 2,490 square feet, sold brand new, 3,850 per square feet, 9.6 million last year Feb. Only Singaporeans can buy freehold landed. So foreigners can only buy this penthouse at 10 million. Oops, sorry. Plus ABSD is 16 million. Thank you for your contribution to nation building. Now let's talk about school. Is school important or not? Because when you have this kind of budget, you can donate 5 million to the school that you like, then your kids will enter already ma. Mayor Blue. Okay, let's click either one. You see, no schools within 1 to 2 kilometers. Send to international school. So other than Mayor Blue, what other condos you can consider in this area? You can consider these 3 other condos. First one, Mayor Mansion just completed this year. Mayor Rise completed 10 years ago. And Amber Park completed last year. And all these are freehold, which are good comparison. Let's use Mayor Rise first. Mayor Rise, 2014, 239 units. The project size is about the same. In the last 6 months, only got 4 transactions. Okay, let's look at the 1302. This should be 3-bedder, and let's focus on 1302. And I remember the first one is low floor, and second one is mid floor. And let's hope that step 4 got sea view lah. Okay, the sea is on the left. 1 and 2 definitely have. 4 can also see lah. Okay, step 4 is this one lah. Can see lah. So you see, low floor without sea view is 2,003 plus PSF. The one with sea view is about 2,500 plus per square feet. No sea view, and sea view is 150 per square feet lor. And let's capo their profits. 60 profitable transactions, 3 unprofitable transactions, -270, -134, -287. For the profit making one, you see, 13 years, a million. 11 years, 900,000. 13 years, a million. Small unit, 8 years, 500. Wow, the people profile here, all hua kui one. Go and make friends with them. Now let's do a quick calculation to see whether Mayor Blue's pricing is good or disgusting. Okay, Mayor Rice is already 10 years old. By the time Mayor Blue TOP, is already 14 years gap. $50 per square feet for 1 year. 14 years will be 700 per square feet. Oh. So if you add 2,500 per square feet for Mayor Rise, recent transaction, plus 700, Mayor Blue should be selling 3,002 per square feet. So they are selling about 3,001 plus. We can say that it's okay lah. This is just theory. Doesn't mean it's totally correct. But the good news, we have Mayor Mansion, and we can also use it as an example. Just completed this year, 200 units, about same. They only sold 9 units on launch day, only 4.5% of the total units. But there are no recent transactions. Okay, 1 profitable transaction and 0 unprofitable. So this was sold more than 6 months ago, Feb. Very big size, made 400k. He bought at 4.6 million. Million, and he only made 400,000. And in 5 years, in 2019, you buy good 3-bedroom, 1.1, 1.2 million, you also make more than this money. For research purpose, we know at 1,700 plus square feet is sold at 2,800 plus per square feet. I just checked, this unit, no sea view. And now let's use Mayor Mansion. Sea view, high floor at 2,009 per square feet, and it's 0 year old. So by the time Mayor Blue complete in 4 years time, it will be 4 years old. So for 4 years old, 50 PSF each year, it will be 200 per square feet. So 2,009 plus 200 per square feet is about 3,001. Therefore, in summary, if I benchmark Mayor's Rise price, it's about 3,002. If I benchmark Mayor Mansion's price, it should be 3,001. So if we average 3150 lor, which is around the guide price. That means it's not disgusting lah. Now let's summarize. For location, I like the area because atas, and most importantly, got MRT station. No schools within 1 to 2 kilometers. And my lovely sea view. So for that, I'll be giving. If they sell at their indicative price, 3100 plus, I think it's the current market for a brand new freehold with sea view lah. So for that, I'll be giving
7.
Buying freehold doesn't mean you'll make very good money. You need to put in more money to make that kind of returns. So for that, I'll be giving
3.
Overall service score,
5.3 stars.
Now let's have some fun. What will be the percentage sold on launch weekend?
20%, and my wife more positive, 35%.
This is my company's number, 8606-0670. Please do not contact us. I think we are still busy lah. So if you have no more information, you can ask your agent. So the good news to you, my top 3 new launch is coming out very soon. So stay tuned, and I will see you in my next video.